This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Leave my life on hold. I hope you make that call. beautiful track, Neil.
Wasn't it lovely? That was On Hold by Trad Ukeyo. And we actually have a member of that band with us on the phone. Welcome to the show, Gabrielle.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. And congratulations. What a song.
Thank you. It feels so surreal having it played on a radio station. It's crazy.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, we hope you hear it a lot more because it's a great track.
Really, really. I love the feel of it. It's really good. Now, we'll just start off by telling people, what is this album that you're involved with?
Yes. So, Songs From Home is a partnership project between Tremorverse Records and Box Hill Institute.
Yep.
And basically the goal with this project was to encourage creativity and bring music students together throughout the first round of COVID restrictions.
Yep.
So it's just been a really awesome space for expression and an opportunity for emerging artists to kind of get their name out there a little bit more.
Right. And what a great initiative. How hard was it to get onto the album?
The application process itself wasn't too bad. It was submitting your recording, a bit of a background about what the song is about and what your plans for 2020 were.
Okay.
So I think with how creatives, especially musicians, are going about working throughout the pandemic, it kind of coincided really well.
Yep. Fantastic. Yeah. And how did you find out about it? Was it through Box Hill or?
Yeah, so we found out about this project from a lecturer at Box Hill called Tamara Murphy.
Yeah.
So she's actually great friends with one of my lecturers from Victoria University.
Uh-huh.
And the way that we got into contact with her was she was actually planning to put together a student residency at a venue called the Jazz Lab. And because we had been back and forth with alternating dates due to COVID, she was like, in the meantime, if you guys are working on anything or if you're recording some extra projects, like there's this project going on the side. So why not submit what you're working on through this form as well? And we thought, why not just go for it if we've got the material?
Yeah. Great. And how is it available? Is it just through the streaming services or is there a hard copy as well of the album?
So at the moment, it's just streaming services, but I must admit, I do love the idea of hard copy, so I'd love to bring it up with
Yeah, bring it up. Hey, so tell us about your band. What's it called?
Yes, so our band name is called Trad Ukeyo.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bit of a different one for you, but we thought we wanted something nice and unique that sort of lets us stand out a little bit.
Right.
There must be a story behind that, Gabrielle. Tell us what's the story behind a name like that?
So it kind of pulls apart two different aspects of us as a music group. So the trad portion comes from traditional jazz, which is music that we're all quite confident in playing, and we love playing traditional jazz a lot. And the Ukeyo portion comes from a Japanese word, which kind of means a floating world. So in essence, we wanted to tie in all of the things that we love together.
Yep.
And we kind of wanted the name to reflect upon like how we want our music to make you feel like you've been taken to a different world.
Yeah, well
you definitely did that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, how did you guys come together? You know, like, did you know each other through, you know, like uni or, you know, like, or was it another situation?
Yeah, so we actually all met together through our Bachelor of Music at Victoria University, which was super awesome. I think with our situation, though, especially for me, it's quite surreal because the band members in Trad Ukeyo, so it's myself, Gabrielle, Adriano, Brandon and Fergus, those three guys were all in year levels above me and I always looked up to them when I got to uni. So the fact that a first year was playing with these amazing third years, it was like a dream come true.
Yeah, brilliant. And were you playing around before, obvious things that happened, were you playing together as in live performance?
Yeah, we had actually just started to kick off a lot of our live performance opportunities. And then, of course, when everything started to change with the pandemic, we kind of had to put all of those live experiences quite literally on hold so that we could, you know, start to figure out what else we can do in the meantime.
And what do you do as a you know, like to earn money? Are you diversing in what areas?
Me personally, on the side, I actually do private instrumental teaching, so I'm a singing teacher.
Okay.
Which ties in quite well. So, I mean, even if I'm not doing music, I'm doing music.
Yeah. And have you been doing a lot of it online? So have you been working through this period?
Yeah, and to be honest, a lot of my students have been so supportive of online transitioning and things like that. I think everybody's just starting to get comfortable with this new version of normal that we are experiencing throughout 2020. So it's been a challenge, but it's been great to see us all come together.
Yeah, brilliant. And tell us about the album again, Songs From Home. How many artists are on the album?
Yeah, so off the top of my head, there's about 10 or so artists.
Okay.
And they're all from across the globe. So you've got some really cool artists from all over the shop and so many beautiful, diverse sounds as well. So each song you move from, you'll definitely hear something different throughout that.
Yeah. And have you, you know, like met any of them on FaceTime or anything like that? Have you had Zoom catch-ups with each other or...?
Not as of yet, but that's actually something I've been wanting to organise. I got in touch yesterday, actually, with a wonderful musician called Eve. She has a song called Modern Logic, which is just after us on the EP. And as soon as we started chatting away, we actually found out that she was Melbourne-based. So we kind of put into the pipeline that, you know, once eventually we can start getting back to some sort of normal, we'd love to tie a show in together.
What? In fact, that probably answers my next... Well, may answer my next question, because I was going to ask you whether you had heard most of the tracks or any of the tracks and put you on the spot and see whether there was another track that I could play off that album.
Yeah.
So I might actually, unless you think otherwise, I might just look at playing Modern Logic, I think, next and see...
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like you guys will love it as well. All the tracks on Songs From Home are, honestly, they're incredible.
Oh, good. And that's... It's fantastic that you're actually happy with. So is there a particular feel to it? You know, like the song that of yours, which we loved, is it very all in that same sort of feel? Or is it, you know, like, or is it really a little bit all over the shop with different trends of music?
I would say that it's pretty diverse. I feel like you might think there's a similarity between the style of On Hold and Modern Logic. So I think the way that they tie in against one another, especially in their track listing, makes the listening quite seamless.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we start to delve into some different styles and things like that. So I feel like with the diversity in that palette, there's a song for everyone on there.
Right, fantastic. Well, congratulations on giving us a brilliant track. And
Thank you so much.
And just before we wrap up, Gabrielle, I was going to ask you, now with Trad Yukio, how can our listeners find out more about you and the band, basically? I mean, do you have social media pages or web pages that they can check out?
So we've got an Instagram page that's also linked to a Facebook page as well. And to search all of those up, all you have to do is type in our band name. So TRADUKIYO, Trad Yukio. And we should hopefully pop up everywhere.
Brilliant. Well, all the very best for the future. And how excited to be part of this album.
I know that.
It is. It really is. And thank you so much for your support and getting our track up on here. We're so grateful.
Not a pleasure.
We're very happy to do it. And also, if you want to continue listening, we're just going to play Modern Logic as well by Eve. So you're here on Joy 94.9. Thanks very much, Gabrielle. You're on Joy 94.9.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.